action today.
If you have an iPhone, an iPad, an iPod, an iMac, and certainly you've heard of iTunes, the man behind that, Steve Jobs, dead at the age of 56. America Tonight, Kate Delaney, that's where we start. He truly was a master innovator, without a doubt. And Steve Jobs was fighting desperately pancreatic cancer. And it trickled out what was going on with Jobs, as you remember. This has been now for a year plus, because he was reluctant to let the world know what was happening. He was very private about it. He didn't want to see anything happen to his company or shake investors or any of that, because he was the genesis of all the things that have happened with Apple. And he certainly, in business history, you want to talk about someone who grabbed the brass ring and really ran with it. He was that guy that didn't look back. He grabbed the ring and he ran circles around everybody else. And if you ever go to iTunes or you do any of those things that I mentioned, use any of those products, you know all about what I'm talking about when it comes to Apple. And a lot of people are reacting. It's not unexpected, I believe, because everybody knew, you could see it, how gaunt he was and what was happening, that he was trying his best to fight a really tough form of cancer, but he lost that battle. And that's where we start here on the show, battles. It is always, every day, about a battle in Washington, isn't it? It's such a rare day when they're not battling, when they're not calling each other out. It's like name-calling Congress. That's what it is. Not that that hasn't always existed to some extent, but now more than ever, we are seeing that. It's always the other guy's fault. It's always the other side. It's so like sports. The us's and the them's. There doesn't seem to be much intermingling in between, unless there's a death or a massive tragedy where they have to chill for a day. You have to, like, take a time out. Otherwise, that's pretty much what you get. Sarah Palin decides that she's not going to run for president, saying it was a family decision, so she's not part of the 2012 bid for the presidential office, but that she says she's going to certainly continue to help some people run and comment on what's going on and all that that entails. And we see that Rick Perry raised $17 million for 2012 in the third quarter, while Ron Paul, who has very loyal followers, grabbed $8 million, and he's still in this. But how about Herman Cain? Herman Cain is now tied with Mitt Romney for the lead in a couple of polls that have come out, including one from CBS. I mean, just a dead-on heat between these two, while Perry starts to fall backwards. Something about Cain has really resonated with many of you, some of you listening right now, right this second, to America Tonight. What is it about Herman Cain that people like? They're finding him. They're discovering him. Because he wasn't the packaged up, primped up, ready for prime time guy that was being really pushed out there. Not that people weren't paying attention at all to Herman Cain, but he wasn't one of the two darlings, which would be the establishment guy, Mitt Romney, who's been there, done it before, or Rick Perry, the governor of Texas. He is riding the momentum for all it's worth, and he might not be a fluke. This might not be a fluke thing. He's now, at this point, the CBS poll, 17%. It's a 12-point jump for Cain. Do you know he was at 5% just in the CBS poll 2 weeks ago? So he jumped up, I said, at 12 points. Wow. That's pretty big. That's a big swing. That's a how do you do? You got to pay attention to me now. And then the single digit people that are still there, Newt Gingrich, Ron Paul, who, like I said, he definitely has loyal folks following him, Michelle Bachmann, Rick Santorum, John Huntsman. Of all of those, John Huntsman and Rick Santorum and Michelle Bachmann, boy, they should, I think they should just fade off. Unless they're enjoying the run, think they're adding something to the conversation, and, you know, believe that maybe they can have a flip like Kane did. I mean, there's a lot of enthusiasm for him, for his style, especially with really conservative voters. He's a former radio host. He's a former business guy. And he knows how to just chop it apart, I think, with what he's saying. He's talking in sound bites that make sense. And he's coming off of riding a wave in Florida. So does that turn around? Is he able to stick and use it and run with it? Yeah, time will tell. It's still way too early. You know, if this happened in June, if this happened in May, if this happened when we're talking about the primaries, that in New Hampshire, or we're talking about New Hampshire, looking at December or January, it's supposed to be January, but maybe flips to December. Boy, I'll tell you, it's this race obviously is incredibly fluid. That's what it's showing. And how many people think it's too soon? We're doing our own straw poll here on America Tonight. You can weigh in by dialing the digits at 800-259-5791 or sending us an email at americatonight.net. Clicking on email, you'll find the email there when you go to the website. And many of you have definitely found Herman Cain. 40 votes, rather, for Cain at this point. 36 for Paul, 15 for Perry, 15 for Romney, and 11 for Bachmann. All the rest not even showing up at this point. There's actually one for Obama. I think that's you, Rick, in Illinois. He didn't send it to me. I'm just assuming. It said anonymous. Anonymous. One. So maybe that isn't Rick. I don't think he'd be afraid to say. But there was one vote. So it's interesting to see the direction that we're headed with 2012. On both sides of this, the president is out stumping big time for votes and pushing the whole jobs thing. And then you've got now the unions who are jumping in to join the Wall Street protesters, saying they're adding maybe a little bit of muscle. Thousands of protesters in lower Manhattan. You started off very small, now it's big. In some other parts of the country, also small, like it was in New York before. But people are definitely out there, and they're calling it like Occupy Seattle, Occupy Chicago, Occupy St. Louis. You know, pick a city and put Occupy before it, and that's what's happened. But is it a distraction? Is it real? Who are the people who are out there? They're all age ranges from 60 to 25. And are they accomplishing the power to the people movement that we're not going to take it anymore? We're the 99%. Look at us. We're not going to just sit here and watch our country be destroyed. Some people think it's absolutely a ploy on the left. If you want to chime in, you can do that too on that one. Coming up on the flip side, though, we got odds and ends. What is ticking across this great country? We're going to fill you in. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Freeze-Dry Guy customers, take advantage. No, we really want you to take advantage of the October 2011 month special. We have bug-out meat buckets to beef up your real freeze-dried beef and chicken supply. You can beat everyone to the punch because we're offering Freeze-Dry Guy customers this order early October deal. Special pre-order price of $119 is now $109. Whether on the go or storing for the future, you have a gold standard in convenience, taste, and nutrition. When variety and quick preparation is paramount, our handy 4-serving pouches are excellent for 72-hour kits, camping, hunting, and backpacking. Our freeze-dried meat can even be added to your everyday routine. From last-minute dinner ideas to high-protein snacks, order now at freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. We can count. It's about the numbers, and we have them for you. Plus, we're going to lighten the load. When I say lighten the load, because we're venting constantly about all the nonsense that's going on and around the country, and that's important, and that's the goal of this show, is to shine a light on as much as possible and let you vent as well and be part of the conversation. But because we're enjoying these great freedoms, we also want to be able to take advantage of them and have a little fun. Who's celebrating another birthday? News you can abuse. All that kind of good stuff that some of you miss and have sent me emails about over the last couple of weeks. Trust me, we're going to get to them. We're going to get to them at the tail end of this show. The Washington Post is saying the opposition to Obama is continuing to grow. It's out there, it's alive, and people are disillusioned. So what do you do if you're trying to get this president elected to a second term? We've had two presidents, Bush and, of course, Clinton before that, who were elected twice. It's tough to knock off an incumbent, but this incumbent is starting to really fall down in the polls. Now, we've talked about this Occupy Wall Street protest movement and how diverse this group looks. Like I said, you 60-year-olds, 20-year-olds, whatever. There is, I said this the other day, and a lot of you decapitated me for this, but what is the point, ultimately, what is the point of the protest? What are they protesting? Is it the rich have to pay? We hate capitalism? It's, what is it? What is the goal of being there on Wall Street? We're not going to take it anymore? The, you know, what is it? The Wall Street Journal has been talking a lot about, you know, this is what we is keep being bantied about because of the tax the rich, and why aren't they paying their fair share? I mean, this is an unending drumbeat since it was first brought up, and the president saying the whole Buffett tax thing. You know, what is that? What's the Buffett tax rule? What does that mean? Well, what it means, and we've had guests that have talked about this, talked about the numbers, that, you know, really, the people who are filing the taxes, and the Wall Street Journal pointed this out, roughly, and this is from the Wall Street Journal, roughly 90% of the people, the tax filers, the makeup of the tax filers, they would pay more. And I keep saying this. You would pay more under Obama's jobs plan, under what he's intending to do with the budget. They're not millionaires. They're not millionaires. So the millionaires are paying, or because they're making enough money, they have good accountants who figure out ways and loopholes and, you know, whatever. I keep saying this over and over again, and I'm just going to keep reiterating it on America Tonight. It's the top corporations. It's the top corporations who are getting rid of their tax problems by pushing their money offshore. And they're doing what I said. They get good attorneys and tax accountants. They use the loopholes. They're able to really push the loopholes to the limit because they know how to use it. And for most of the people in the middle class, even if they could use some of the loopholes, you'd have to have the best people to look at your taxes to figure out a way to do that. You know, that's pretty much what we're talking about. And the Wall Street Journal is pointing out the same thing that we've been pointing out. And they're saying that, listen, it's a very popular thing. It's a very popular thing to do. But to come up with, you know, these pop phrases, these things that sizzle, they call it pop. It's pop. So the pop moment is tax the rich. Go after the rich. It's their fault. It's the rich. And that's what this whole Wall Street thing is about. So am I sitting here defending people who are exploiting people that work for them by making, you know, 2,000 times more than the average worker? I think it's ridiculous. And that's, you know, there's pigs at the trough there. That shouldn't happen. That's crazy. Should somebody who is making a company thrive and survive make bigger money? Of course. That is where it gets to the ridiculous part. So if you want to argue about that, we could do that. And I'm a capitalist. No matter where I am financially, I believe in it. I think it's made our country thrive and turned us into the nation that we were. The problem is more about the people who are ridiculous, who run the companies and then axe people off. The bad guys, I'm going to call them bad guys for lack of a better way to describe them when I haven't had enough coffee. The Enron guys. Sorry, Ken Lay, the memory of Ken Lay and Jeffrey Skilling, who went to prison. But how, of course, they were doing illegal things, but it was the, I can't get enough of this money, and then naturally taking Enron down while all the little people, the guys that were on the line, on the electricity lines and everything else, had money that was whittled away in stock that was worthless while everybody else bailed out of it. That's a whole different thing. If you wanted to call that going after the rich who are gouging and cheating and pulling the wool over people's eyes, absolutely. But not the tax the rich. It's their fault. They're not paying their fair share. The problem is the corporations. You're not going to create jobs. if you overtax the corporations anyway, because that's why we're not a nation of takers, not makers, and that's the other part of the problem here. So you have to think about it. You have to think about it. Those pop phrases, that's part of what gets people elected. Remember, Obama had really good people around him the first time around. Appealed to a lot of younger people, college students, went to the campuses. Change you can count on. Remember that? Hitting all the hot buttons. We're tired of the same old, same old. The rich guys. You know, we're doing something different. Not the greedy bankers. We're not doing that. But was it change you can count on? So now it's going to be tax the rich. But it's the same politics. There's nothing new or different here. And that's what's being pointed out, really, I think, in a lot of financial newspapers and on financial networks. CNBC is having lots of guests, and they're breaking it down for you and saying, don't be fooled by what you're hearing, by the drumbeat of make the rich pay their fair share. That's the biggest bunch of baloney. That's part of the talking point, the pop phrase of this White House. But enough people who are struggling hear that, and they're like, yeah. So then you create that class warfare, and that's the other part of the equation. How many people are fooling themselves by falling for that? You know, open your eyes and read. Arm yourself with the knowledge that you can go after things, especially in this technology age, as I was just singing the praises at the start of the show of Steve Jobs. Thanks to him, there are many devices where you can get mucho information. And we give it to you here in America Tonight. Trust me, I say this all the time. I don't care what your stripes are. Left of left, right of right, or somewhere in between, everybody's invited to this overnight party. And it's a party of made up of different people. Expressing lots of different opinions. And I think the Occupy Wall Street crowd is a mixed bag for this audience. Because some of you would say thumbs up, and some of you would say absolutely thumbs down. That these are those talking points. This is that push to make you believe, yeah, we're not going to take it. We're going after the rich. They need to be taxed more. They're not paying their fair share. That's why we're getting screwed. You're going to continue to see that with health care, with your own taxes, all that stuff. It's why people are still struggling with those mortgage payments. All right, we're punting to We Can Count. We got some numbers for you next on ATN.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Take the first step in home security. Install the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and security systems can't prevent forced entry. The Door Sentinel provides door kick-in protection and can be added to your existing security system. The Door Sentinel is easy to install and will turn your home into a fortress. Make the call. 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Or visit them at SENTINEL securitygroup.com. SentinelSecurityGroup.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Do you live where ice storms, blizzards, tornadoes, floods, earthquakes, or hurricanes occur? Who doesn't? Well, most of us do, and when they occur, one of the first things to happen is the power goes out. When Hurricane Irene hit, over 5 million homes were without power. Just having light around the house becomes very important. Arm yourself with the new 50-hour emergency candle in a can. Just pull the pop-top lid. The matches are safe inside and light up the candle for 50 hours of continuous light. The candle and matches are together when you need them the most. Emergency light that has an indefinite shelf life, always ready and won't go dead like batteries. 50-hour emergency candles are $7.95 each or four for $28. Call toll-free 1-855-485-8555, 855-485-8555, or order online at candlesincans.com. One more time, that's 855-485-8555, or visit us at candlesincans.com.
For another edition of We Can Count. How about this Spanish duchess that's wedding for the third time? She's getting married, in other words. She's having a wedding for the third time. Now, how old she is? 85 years old. Alba Cayenta Fritz marrying James Stewart. Her whole name is Alba Cayente Fitz James Stewart y Silvia, and her husband is Alfonso Diaz. Boy, that's a long name, isn't it? And the husband, she's 85 years old, wealthy, filthy rich. She's considered the world's most title-laden noble, married a civil servant, 25 years her junior. Even though the children did not want her to get married, she did. The Duchess waved and smiled at people and didn't care. She has a 15th century home in Sevilla. Oh, what a rough life. Who cares? She's living it up, right? Where does she go from there? You just gotta, you know, you gotta think about that, right? All right, this is a strange one. Speaking of the royals, we're gonna stick there for a second. The Telegraph reported this week that a gardener working for London's Royal Parks was actually raking up some leaves on an area called West Island. What is West Island for all of us Yanks? It's 100 yards from Buckingham Palace. And he found a skeleton that a paleontologist later estimated had been on the island for 3 years. The remains belong to an American named Robert James Moore, who apparently was some guy who was obsessed with Queen Elizabeth and set up camp on the island in St. James Park in view of the palace after moving to England in 2007. We know what's crazy about this? He sent the Queen over the years obscene photos, 600-page letters, boxes pretending to contain dangerous substances, and it's very strange how they missed this body outside of their doors, basically, for three whole years. How do you not see that skeleton? How's that? In plain sight. Oh, look, there's a skeleton over there. What they're saying is they might have missed it because they only prune the trees and inspect the West Island closely every 2 years. Well, that's easy for someone then to go over there and scam them, isn't it? I mean, please. So, that's the craziest we can count that I've heard because of the number. 100 yards away. 100 yards away. All right, I'm not trying to go down this path of dead bodies, but since we're on it, the body of an American woman missing in Tuscany for 3 days was found Wednesday beside a road in what looks like a hit-and-run accident. Sadly, Allison Owens, just 23 years old, from Columbus, Ohio, was found in a canal beside a very heavily trafficked road. And she might have been using an iPod, and that's what they believe, and just didn't hear the oncoming cars that approach. But, you know, then my question is pretty easy. It's this. Well, nobody reports that. Or did they not know they slammed into her? It's a hit and run. So they panicked. They didn't see her, whatever reason. And then, you know, they've been searching for her everywhere. They had like 100 police dogs and friends were out. And, oh, how awful for her poor mother who came to frantically to try to figure out where she was and try to help or, you know, whatever. And then arrives to that. At least there's an ending to the story. And it seems to be that somebody unfortunately plowed into her when she was most likely jogging. Ugh. All right, in case you missed this one, it's just too big to not bring it back around again. Quickly, I'll do this. Steve Jobs, if you just tuned in, the true mastermind behind Apple, its chief that created the personal computer, iPad, iPod, iPhone, all that stuff, has died at the age of 56. He had pancreatic cancer. He tried to keep it a secret for as long as he could. He didn't want it to hurt the company and whatnot, and you could see that it was obviously weighing on him because he was so gaunt eventually when finally there were pictures and whatnot of him. You know, they don't make too much about his family, but he had three kids. He had a boy named Reed Paul and Aaron Sienna and Eve, so two daughters, too. How about that? And apparently he had another child out of wedlock. So a couple of kids, obviously, for Steve Jobs. But he's going to be remembered as the Oracle, the great Oracle, without a doubt. He revolutionized the Internet and the way we get things from the Internet and music and, you know, you name it. And he was the guy behind it, it seems. Or at least certainly on the cutting edge of technology. We go now to a turn on business for We Can Count. You know, that's always about the numbers. So such a layup, certainly. And when we look at Wall Street, we see that stocks have tightened up. It's very hard to determine, you know, what's riding and driving the market because we're seeing these earning reports and then we'll see a dip in the Dow, and then it'll pop back up the next day. And the market crests, I say it's like legalized gambling. It crests on negative news. And when you have the other markets, the foreign markets, in trouble the way they are, or more importantly, of Greece falling apart, the European Union, that, boy, that really is a killer for any of the exchanges. But when the earnings reports are higher, of course, and when there's more optimism, then you'll see more of those spikes. So what I'm trying to say is it hasn't been an easy time trying to – we haven't had an easy time trying to read the markets. And why do you care about that? When I always say that this show is about what's buzzing in your backyard, because I hope that many of you are able to have some diversification for when you're retiring, some money in something from a company where you had a pension that you could be matched or for whatever, for the 401k. And why you care about that is because you want to see those markets end high. Like the Dow Jones was down 200 points with 40 minutes left in trading on Wednesday. And then here's the good news. It whipped around quickly and then it closed up 153. So that's what's so weird, because they're worried about Greece, that it might be defaulting and then something else perks it up. Stocks rebound from earnings, like I was explaining before. And that's why you care about this gobbledygook when we talk about it, when I have my financial guru pal on, Saul Album from Oslo, looking into things that are happening overseas and what's happening here and why that, you know, what he's telling you makes sense. And why do we talk about why you should care about quantitative easing, and when Ben Bernanke looks like Mr. Doom and Gloom, and they being the government, prints money, and it just kills the monetary system because it's like monopoly money. It's not worth that much. Well, great. We'll press more of it out there because we'll give the illusion that it's better. And the fact of the matter is people are worried. You're worried. I'm worried. Everybody's worried. So nobody is spending because they don't have a lot of that extra cash anyway. And all they see is negative and where we're headed and what's happening. And they don't want to spend it. They're living a tick below their means if they're lucky enough to say that they're doing that. So money is not, consumers are not spending as much money as they used to. You know, I say you can always tell this when it's not Christmas time or any of that stuff. And you go to a mall, just look at the parking lot and see how full it is or not. And start to kind of look around at restaurants and you'll get a real sense of that. What happens Monday through Friday? Maybe on the weekend somebody splurges, but are they not going out during the week where normally you might have seen that? So that's why we give you these numbers. That's why we tell you the rise and the fall of the market, because I know some of you work for companies where you're getting that. The Dow, by the way, as I said, it turned around, it whipped around quickly in that 40-minute period. The S&P rose 24.72 or 2.2%. So that also had been trading low and then turned around quickly. And the NASDAQ, you know, they all do the same thing, the NASDAQ rose 3%. So that also ended up going up at the tail end of the day. And we'll see what drives it toward the end of the week, because, you know, they're still going to be eyeballing Greece and whether or not they're going to be able to make payments on their loans or trigger a default. And if that happens, then you've got losses for banks and other institutions that hold the debt for Greece. And that would maybe stop the other banks from lending to each other. Then you have massive fallout. All right, it's time to smile a little. We're going to lighten the load with some news you can abuse, birthdays, and all that fun sort of stuff in just a moment.
Steve Shank here with a special alert from eFoods Direct. The stock market continues to crash and re-crash daily. Since July, the market has dropped 15% with no signs of recovery. What does that mean to you? When stocks crash, jobs are lost, and you can't buy the food that's already too expensive and continues to raise in cost. eFoods just got notice that wholesale costs on pasta, rice, and beans will immediately jump 20%. The already high cost of sugar is tripling. If you invest in the stock market for security or save money in the bank, you continue to see the dollar drop in value while your weekly food bills increase. So what are you going to do? Get as much food now as you can. With these problems you're facing, eFoods Direct has no choice but to extend the free shipping another week to October 9th. Free shipping buys more food with shipping dollars. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
That's what he goes there for, is to unlock the door. All those around him criticize and say, until we cracked along a breaking wall, I see you, my friend, and touch your faith again. Miracles will happen as we dream.
Everybody likes to celebrate a birthday, don't you? Doesn't matter how old you are. If you're celebrating a birthday and you're a little bit older, it's celebrating the fact that you're still alive and it's another day on the planet, right? If you're younger, it seems, I was younger, I always wanted to be a year older. If I was 8, I wanted to be 9 because it was too young. 10, ooh, I want to be 12, then I started to jump up 2 years. Then you suddenly realize why people kick start in reverse the second you hit 30. How old are you?
30.
What'd you say? Yeah. That's what happens. You wake up one day and you're 30. And then the birthdays change. So we have a whole bunch of those 30-somethings and 40-somethings and 50-somethings coming up here at the tail end of the week. And that's how you start to age yourself, comparing yourself to where other people are. So without further ado, let's check the birthdays. That's where we're starting. So they say it's your birthday. Amy Jo Johnson, Power Rangers, Pink Ranger later, was also on Felicity, if you know that show. 41 years old. Remember Elizabeth Shue? She was on a movie, she was in a movie called Leaving Las Vegas. She was also in Cocktails with Tom Cruise. 48 years old. If you like bowling, you might remember this name, Walter Ray Williams Jr., 52 years old. He's also great at horseshoes. He's an expert horseshoe pitcher, but he is a PBA Hall of Fame bowler, 52 again. Britt Eklund, back in the day, a Bond girl who was hooked up with Rod Stewart, the rocker, for a while, actually married Peter Sellers, 69 years old. If we want to go deeper, we could say if Carol Lombard, who was married to Clark Gable and actually starred in a movie with him, No Man of Her Own, if she were walking the planet Earth, she'd be 103 years old. And this is kind of interesting. You know, when you think of Westinghouse, Westinghouse, electricity, all that stuff, well, the guy behind Westinghouse was named Westinghouse, of course, George Westinghouse, would be 165 years old. But what Westinghouse was famous for, and this is our last birthday, if he were alive, he invented air brakes for trains and he developed AC electrical power. Oh, that's so huge, isn't it? That's it for our small list of birthdays. Trust me, we'll be doing it again as we roll out a big list coming into the weekend. Simon Cowell has a birthday, and Taylor Hicks, who was on American Idol when Cowell was one of the judges, he's got a big birthday. Yo-Yo Ma has a pretty big birthday. John Cougar Mellencamp has a big birthday, and the list is long heading into the weekend. What's interesting is this weekend would have been John Lennon's 70th birthday. Oof, how sad is that? When you think of Lennon, what a waste. The idiot that shot him to profess his love for Jodie Foster. That had to be pretty horrifying for her. All right, we're going to swing in a couple of different directions, including the whole history thing. It's always fun, too, since we're doing the birthday deal, to take a look back at some of the things that happened in history on October 2nd. Did you know in 1866 it was the first U.S. train robbery? Yeah. I'm not making this up. I'm telling you. If we move even a little bit further and went to, if we went a little bit backwards, because I want to tell you this one. You had in the Civil War Confederate guerrillas. Do you love that name, Confederate guerrillas? Attacked Baxter Springs, Kansas. Actually, it was a pretty bloody battle. The whole Civil War was awful. They said the worst ever. If you ever read any books on it? 1863. And then if we jump up a little bit further from that and go to 1973, the Yom Kippur War brought the United States and the Russians to the brink of conflict, but it did not happen. Boy, that's key. This was big. In 1981, the president of Egypt is assassinated. Does anyone remember that? Do you remember reading the headlines of what happened on that day? Anwar Sadat? the Islamic extremist went after him and shot him, the president of Egypt, and he was reviewing troops on the anniversary of the Yom Kippur War that I mentioned, and he was killed then. There was somebody, they fired shots and threw grenades into the crowd, and he was shot 4 times, and he died 2 hours later. 10 other people also died in that attack. Yeah. Oof. Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi, who sponsored the Tafkir War, engineered his own unsuccessful attempts on Sadat's life in 1980. And, wow, look how that comes full circle. And we still haven't got Gaddafi. Who knows where he is? We don't know. And through the tunnels, out to grandmother's house he goes. Who knows? I mean, that's like the question everybody's forgotten. Oh, well. I can't remember what happened there. Let's go a little Hollywood just for a second because it's interesting. Liz Taylor married her 7th husband in 1991. Anybody have a clue who her 7th husband was? Well, this would be a great trivia question, especially for Hollywood people. It was crazy. She married a construction worker, Larry Fortensky, and they had a ceremony at the home of Michael Jackson. Remember Neverland Ranch in California? She befriended him. They both were working on AIDS projects and stuff. So they got married in 91, divorced in 96. Yeah. Back in the day, Liz Taylor, too, she was the everyday girl when she was in those movies like National Velvet in the 40s and Father of the Bride in the 50s and Giant and Cat on a Hot Tin Roof as she got just a tad older. And then she became famous besides her screen work for all the different the men that she married. And the first time that she got married, because I didn't know who the first husband was, and I was kind of curious, so I looked this up. The first time she was married at the age of 17, you know who she married? Hotel heir Nikki Hilton. But boy, that didn't last very long. I mean, they were divorced. It seems like within moments they were divorced. And then she went on to all kinds of other things. So that's it for this day in history, except for the 60s. In the 60s, there was one interesting one that we talk about now. Being safe and what do you do and being emergency prepared and stuff. Kennedy urged Americans to build bomb shelters on this day, October 6th. He was speaking on civil defense and he advised families to build bomb shelters so they could protect themselves from atomic fallout in the event of a nuclear exchange with the Soviet Union. I said that there was a struggle, and remember you had the Cuban Missile Crisis and there was a tense 13-day crisis that had people buying up food and working on backyard bomb shelters. I wonder how many people actually built those shelters. That's something to think about. Any thoughts on the show, send them to me, americatonight.net. Click on the email and you're in.